Today, making sense of the senseless. Hello again, it's Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Welcome to this post covering finance and property news. The ABS released the latest monthly CPI data today, and it reports that inflation is still sticky in Australia, and in fact accelerated faster than expected for a third straight month in May, sending the currency higher as traders boosted bets that the Reserve Bank will resume raising interest rates at its next meeting. The report comes after the RBA Governor Michelle Bullock restated last week that the rate-setting board isn't ruling out a rate hike after leaving the benchmark at a 12-year high of 4.35%. Wednesday's figures suggest inflation is running ahead of the RBA's forecast for underlying inflation to ease to 3.8% in the June quarter. That said, the monthly numbers are at best partial compared with the more complete quarterly data, which will provide a fuller picture of inflation before the next meeting. Treasurer Jim Chalmers tried to play down the implications of the spike in prices. We've seen around the world that inflation can zig and zag on its way down. It doesn't always moderate in a straight line, and the last mile can be a bit harder, he said. The monthly consumer price index indicator rose 4% in the 12 months to May 2024. That's up from 3.6% in April, according to the latest from the ABS. The Australian dollar rose by as much as 0.4% as traders priced in a greater chance of a rate hike at the RBA's August 5th to 6th meeting. Yields on policy-sensitive two-year bonds also jumped, and that's one of the biggest gains for some time. The most significant contributors to the annual rise in May was housing up 5.2%, food and non-alcoholic beverages up 3.3%, transport up 4.9%, and alcohol and tobacco up 6.7%. The ABS said that CPI inflation is often impacted by items with volatile price changes like automotive fuel, fruit and vegetables, and holiday travel, so it can be helpful to exclude those items from the headline CPI to provide a view of underlying inflation, which was 4% in May. That was down from 4.1% in April. But the trimmed core measure, which smooths out some of the volatile items, advanced to 4.4% versus 4.1% a month earlier. Housing rose 5.2% in the 12 months to May. That's up from 4.9% in April. Rents increased 7.4% for the year, reflecting a tight rental market across the country. The annual rise in new dwelling prices remained steady at 4.9%, with builders passing on higher costs for labour and materials. Inflation in the housing market has remained a major source of upward pressure on the Consumer Price Index in May. And while rent did ease lower to 7.4% in May, it still remains close to its fastest rate since 2009, as a lack of home building and strong demand drives rental vacancy rates to record lows. Electricity prices rose 6.5% in the 12 months to May, up from 4.2% in April. Out-of-pocket costs for electricity are gradually increasing as the Energy Bill Relief Fund rebates are progressively being used up by eligible households. The introduction of the Energy Bill Relief Fund rebates from July 2023 has mostly offset energy price rises from annual price reviews in the same month. Excluding those rebates, though, electricity prices would have risen 14.5% in the 12 months to May 2024. Annual inflation for food and non-alcoholic beverages was 3.3% in May, down from 3.8% in April. The largest contributor to the annual increase in food prices was meals out and takeaway foods, which rose 4.2% in the 12 months to May, compared to 5.4% in April. Higher prices for grapes, strawberries, blueberries, tomatoes and capsicums drove fruit and vegetable prices to their largest annual rise since April last year. In monthly terms, automotive fuel prices fell 5.1% in May. That's the first monthly fall since January 2024, reflecting lower wholesale fuel prices. But despite the monthly fall in May, automotive fuel prices rose 9.3% annually, up from 7.4% in April. The annual increase was largely due to base effects, when the fall in May this year was smaller compared to the fall in May 2023. Holiday travel and accommodation prices rose 2.9% in the 12 months to May, following a 6.2% fall in April. This tends to be a very volatile series. In monthly terms, holiday travel and accommodation prices fell 2.7% following a 4.6% rise in April, driven by domestic holiday travel and accommodation due to a fall in demand following the school holiday period. All of this means that rates will be higher for longer, and as we've been reporting, this will have consequences. RBA Assistant Governor Christopher Kent said in a speech in Melbourne on Wednesday that Australian households with stretched finances are increasingly opting to sell their property to pay off home loans at a time of elevated interest rates. Loan discharges or mortgage releases from property sales have increased, and by more than the rise in new lending, with data showing that mortgage discharges were running above $40 billion. That's the highest since at least 2010. These trends are likely to reflect incentives to reduce or limit indebtedness in response to higher interest rates, Kent said. In his speech titled Restrictive Financial Conditions in Australia, Kent said the effects of tighter monetary policy are being felt most directly by the roughly 40% of households who hold a mortgage. As prices have been quite strong, we continue to see some households choosing to sell at a profit to unwind mortgage exposure. Though of course, it begs the question, where do they live then? And he also highlighted the rising company insolvencies, particularly so for businesses in the construction and hospitality sectors, although this follows a period of very low insolvencies owing to pandemic-related support measures. Most of those firms, he said, entered insolvency are small businesses but with little debt. And Kent concluded, looking across a range of measures, it shows that monetary policy tightening has led to restrictive financial conditions. However, the extent of this varies across different sectors and also within sectors. Households have been responding to higher interest rates. While households with mortgages are significantly affected and quite directly, consumption growth is weak for most people. Smaller businesses and businesses with higher leverage are also facing financial pressures, much more so than many larger businesses. Notwithstanding these differences, restrictive financial conditions are helping to slow the growth of demand, thereby bringing the level of demand into better balance with supply. And this is contributing to the decline in inflation, which is to the benefit of Australian households and businesses. He said this before the latest data came out. And by the way, ahead, CBA economist Stephen Wu estimates the various measures, which includes a $300 subsidy from the federal government and a $1,000 rebate for Queenslanders, will cause energy prices to fall around 20% in the September quarter, subtracting 0.5 percentage points from CPI. And while this could be enough to temporarily send the headline inflation below 3%, underlying inflation will still remain well above the RBA's 2-3% band, negating the prospect of a near-term rate cut. RBA Governor Michelle Bullock has said the board would ignore the disinflationary effect of the subsidies since they were only temporary. So in truth, for many households, real inflation is much higher than the statistics suggest, with continued massive lifts in insurance costs, for example. But perhaps Warren Hogan may end up being right, with further rate hikes a clear threat if the Q2 quarterly inflation print confirms the uptrend. So this is a mess created by taking rates too low in the first place, saying they would stay too low into 2024, and then not returning them to normal rates soon enough, and meantime luring many into property with extended prices and big loans. The route out of years of policy failure will be difficult for many, though somehow policymakers and politicians seem to be able to find someone else to blame. How about some real accountability? Now, if you're buying your home in Sydney's contentious market, you don't need to stand alone. This is the time you need to have Edwin Almeida from Ribbon Property Consultants standing alongside you. Buying a property is both challenging and adversarial. The vendor has a professional on their side. Emotions run high, price discovery and price transparency are hard to find, and then there's the wasted time and financial investments that you make. Edwin understands your needs, so why not engage a licensed professional to stand alongside you? With RPC, you know you have experience, knowledge, and master negotiators looking after your best interests. So shoot Ribbon an email at info@ribbonproperty.com.au. And if you use the promo code DFAWTW/Martin, you can get a 10% discount offer. I'm Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Many thanks for watching, and I'll see you again next time.